needs of the American people, I do hope that we will have an agreement soon.
Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall as a Category 3 storm near Lake Charles, Louisiana, Friday night. Calcasieu Parish Emergency Preparedness Director Dick Rimlin says debris from the last storm could hamper drainage in the city and lead to more flooding.
That's a major issue that we're concerned about, is the amount of rain. If it produces 8 inches of rain, that's a lot of rain on a good day.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump will not hold a campaign rally this Saturday unless he's medically cleared to do so.
Leave it to Dr. Connolly, because he has all the granular details of the testing and as to what medical bar needs to be met to show that you're not transmissible. But yes, there will be a test in place, and rest assured that test will show that it's not transmissible. He won't be out there if he could transmit the virus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her decision to push legislation forming a commission to review a president's fitness for office. Pelosi saying the bill is not about President Trump. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, and small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding, where there's massive bipartisan support.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the big news? Vent Blotique Las Vegas has new owners. The blowout bar you have loved the past few years has reopened and is even better than before. Now it's a full-service salon specializing in blowouts. You can now get a color and a cut with your blowouts. Same great locations in downtown Summerlin and Henderson, off of Green Valley Parkway and Horizon Ridge. Check out all they have to offer at sparklesbeautybars.com. That's sparklesbeautybars.com. Let your best hair day be every day. Shopping is always easy with the Radio Shopping Show. Whether it's shopping during any one of our live shows right here on AM 1400 or listening live on the KSHP app, you can always call in at 702-221-7283 to pick up great deals with your favorite host. Or shop 24/7 at kshp.com. Go to kshp.com and select Shopper's Guide to browse hundreds of businesses featured on the show. Place your order online and we'll have it shipped right to your front door. With so many possibilities, it's hard not to shop.
Are you ready for the adrenaline rush of a lifetime? Flightline's Bootleg Canyon lets you soar down 4 separate zip lines spanning over a mile and a half at speeds up to 60 miles per hour. This guided 3-hour tour and adventure will make memories for a lifetime. Flightline's is perfect for bachelor and bachelorette parties, birthdays, or just a day with friends. For info and tickets, check them out online at flightlineswithaZ.bootleg.com. That's flightlinesbootleg.com. Experience the rush at Flightline's Bootleg Canyon.
Whether you're a corporate executive, on a family vacation, or just passing through, St. George Inn & Suites will meet your specific needs. It's conveniently located near restaurants, shopping, and movie theaters. St. George Inn & Suites offers a variety of room types, 2 fabulous pools and jacuzzis, a fitness center, a free full hot buffet breakfast, and laundry facilities. To make your booking, call 435-673-6661 or book online at stgeorgeinnhotel.com. You need to stop in Southern Utah? Make that stop at St. George Inn & Suites.
The thoughts and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the program's participants and do not necessarily represent those of station staff, management, and advertisers.
Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP studios, this is the Michelle Mortensen Show. with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Once again, it's another Friday, and once again, I feel more and more like DMX every day because, y'all, I'm about to lose my mind up in here. It is another crazy, crazy Friday. You know, I thought last Friday when we found out that the president had COVID was going to be just, you know, the pinnacle, the top, the craziest of the crazy. How wrong I was, because it's totally getting crazier right now. As you know, here in Las Vegas, that's where we're broadcasting live from, Vice President Biden will be here within about 30 minutes in East Las Vegas to campaign. He's spending most of the afternoon here. As you know, everyone is debating about debates. And debating about debates is quite honestly the dumbest debate anyone could ever have. Yet that's where we are, people. We're going to debate about debates probably for the next week. And then Fancy Nancy, my favorite person of all time, Nancy Pelosi, she's truly lost her mind trying to invoke the 25th Amendment. My friends, we have so much to talk about today on this Friday. Let's just get right to it. Of course, though, none of this works if you don't talk with me. So if you want to be a part of the conversation today, you can. 702-221-7283. That's the number you need to call if you want to be a part of the show. I want to hear what you have to say about all the debate madness, about all the insanity, about all the craziness. Because let me just tell you, it's getting pretty crazy up in here. All right, let's start with the debate. Before we talk about the vice president debate that happened on Wednesday, let's talk about this forthcoming one. Because as you know, I don't think there's going to be a debate. Yesterday, the Commission on Presidential Debates, this really, in my opinion, this worthless entity that just likes to pretend it has power, said, well, we're going to go virtual on the October 13th debate. If we have it, it's going to be virtual. Now, they told Fox News today that the reason they needed to do it virtually was because no one wanted to be in the same room with the president because of his COVID diagnosis. Number one, I don't think that's true. Number two, aren't these the same people who always tell us to follow the science? So if the science says that the president is free of COVID at that time after testing negative 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 zillion times, why would anyone be afraid to be in the room with him? It is just absolute ridiculous in my personal opinion. But that's neither here nor there. I don't think this debate is going to happen, and I don't think it should happen for good reason, because number one, I put into question the guy who's going to be moderating this freaking debate. The guy who is going to be moderating this debate, Steve Scully, really does appear to be quite partisan. Now, first, many of you know, he was a former intern for Joe Biden way back in the day. And when you're an intern for someone, sometimes that doesn't matter all that much. But when you're an intern for someone, it kind of means you like them. When I was in college, I interned for Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Why did I intern for Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson? I don't know. I was a Republican. I was a political science major. One of my degrees was in political science. Of course, I was going to intern for her and not for some Democrat. I worked on assembly campaigns for a Republican woman named Lynn Leach in California. I worked for Congressman Bill Baker, who was our Republican congressman in California, starting in high school by the time I was 16 years old. I worked with the Bob Dole campaign in 1996 when I was a ripe 18 years old. I have proven to be pretty darn partisan. So those early internships showed a heck of a lot about my political leanings, don't you think? So don't you think Steve Scully, the fact that he worked for Joe Biden and Ted Kennedy, kind of shows he may not be the most impartial person in the world? Then there's Tweetgate, and it doesn't involve the president at all. Well, maybe loosely. So Tweetgate is that allegedly Steve Scully tweeted Scaramucci and said, hey, should I respond to what the president's saying about me? And Scaramucci goes, no, I wouldn't do that. Now, Steve Scully, not himself, but through the debate commission, is saying, oh, his Twitter was hacked. Let me tell you one thing that's really, really certain. When Twitter is hacked, Twitter is usually the first one to come out and say so. correct? Correct? When Twitter, when everybody and their brother with a blue check mark was hacked earlier in the year, Twitter came out and said so. Steve Scully hasn't said he's hacked, but this illustrious commission that thinks it's so powerful and in total control, well, it's saying that, you know, he was hacked. But they don't know. That's just what Steve Scully allegedly said. God, we're using the word allegedly way too much these days, way, way too much, because there's just a lot of skepticism there, a lot of skepticism there. I mean, I'll tell you this. One of the reasons why no one is trusting the media, why no one is trusting this presidential debate commission, why no one is trusting anything is because there is such a lack of transparency. There has been lack of transparency from the White House. There has been lack of transparency from the media. There has been lack of transparency from the Biden campaign. Heck, the Biden campaign can't even answer a question. They are incapable of answering a question at the moment. Have you noticed that? Because yesterday, Joe Biden, in all his brilliance, said, you know what? I can't really answer that court packing question for you. Because if I do, it'll be the headline on every newspaper. What? Hold the phone. Hold the freaking phone. Did you know that when a presidential candidate says something, it becomes news? I mean, I've been doing news now since the fall of 1999. Yes, when a presidential candidate says something, it is news. And the reason it is news is because we need to know what presidential candidates think. But he's not going to tell us what he thinks because he's going to wait to see until after he wins the election, which is essentially him saying, yeah, I totally stand for packing the court. Or maybe I don't, but I can't really lose my progressive friends, AOC and others who are really just settling to vote for me because they really wanted Uncle Bernie. So I just got to tell them what they want. He's probably already angry enough. They came out with their stupid people's charter. Did you see that? The squad came out with the people's charter. Everything they want, from $15 minimum wage to free childcare to paying off all college debt, making college completely free. I mean, this was a progressive dream come true, which I guess if you enjoy working every day of your life for the government and having no, you know, personal choice or freedom, I guess that's pretty, you know, awesome. But no one in their right mind actually thinks that. No one in their right mind thinks that. So see, we've just entered absolute crazy, crazy, crazy freaking town. And that goes back to this future debate, this alleged virtual debate that we all know is not going to happen. There's no way in Helsinki, Finland, this is happening. I mean, Biden is already planning a town hall with, you know, his friends over at ABC. So we know that that's not going to happen. Trump's like, I'm going to do a rally in Miami. There isn't going to be a debate. But why should we trust a virtual debate? One of the chairmen of the Presidential Debate Commission was on Fox News saying, well, you know, we're going to have members of the press with the president and members of the press with former Vice President Joe Biden, making sure that they aren't using a teleprompter or being fed answers. Okay, now, let's just nix that narrative right now. Can we trust the press? At this point, can we? At this point, we all know that most Americans do not trust the press, number one. But how could we trust them? Because I'll tell you what, Joe Biden has been using a teleprompter this whole freaking time, and no one's ever called him out on it. There have been journalists like that Telemundo reporter in Miami who was doing an interview with him, and then the prompter kind of stopped, and the reporter just goes, oh, that's okay, we'll move on. We've had other journalists on MSNBC who go, oh, it's okay, let me fill in the blank for you. Why would we trust journalists to be impartial? Because at this point, sadly, I must say this about journalism today, no one is impartial anymore. We have opinion everywhere. And we've seen that the media has no desire to call Biden out on anything at all. Because when he does have these town halls, what does MSNBC do? Well, it's supposed to be undecided voters, but it's actually people who just participated in the last town hall, and they are clearly in the Biden camp. So that doesn't work. Huh. When Biden ever does take questions from the press, it's usually these softball questions like, I mean, how do you feel about the president being so awful? Okay, that's a softball. No one asks tough questions. We actually saw that in the debate as well. We actually saw that in both debates, if we're honest. The first presidential debate, which was, well, pretty disastrous. And then the vice presidential debate, which wasn't as disastrous, but boy, howdy, did it have problems. It had problems because Susan Page, the moderator, refused to ask any tough questions. And when you don't ask tough questions, that's when we have problems. Why didn't we ask tough questions? I don't know. I mean, remember in the Democratic primary debates when Kamala Harris was going after Joe Biden and saying things like, hey, your stance on the busing issue was not okay. You made it harder for people like me. Well, how come nobody ever questions whether Joe Biden is racist or how Kamala Harris kind of overcame all that and decided to be on the ticket with him? Oh, gosh, no one asked that question. When Kamala Harris refused to answer any of the questions on court packing, there's a challenge there. See, and that's the problem with these debates, period. Because, see, these debates, if we're really, 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 really honest, these debates, the moderators, they suck. They all suck. There's not one that's going to be good because they've set in their mind that they have this plan. They have this plan. I want to ask this many questions and I need to keep you on track. So I'm going to cut you off. We're not going to say that, blah, blah, blah. We need to go speed, 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 speed. And then we don't get any substance. No substance at all. And when you ask most people what they thought of the vice presidential debate, even one of the Franklin's focus group said, they dodged the questions. Neither one of them answered the questions. Can I tell you why neither one of them answered the questions? Because they are career politicians. And career politicians, they know how to do a dodge better than anyone. I know this because I've ran for office 2 times. I have been in these types of political debates. And do you know what I've learned in these types of political debates? Well, people who aren't career politicians, they actually answer the question. And that almost always gets you in complete trouble because what? You're honest and you're transparent and you haven't learned how to dodge every question in the world. So it gets you in trouble. As a candidate, I've also fought with the moderator. Oh boy, how did I fight with a moderator once? Oh yes, I did. I was 100% right. I called her out on being a crappy journalist because she was, and I am an 8-time Emmy winning journalist. I knew what I was doing, and I saw that she was asking horrible questions. But guess what? Nobody came out and said, oh my God, Michelle, you're so great for calling out the media. No, it was immediately, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you question a reporter? I have more years of experience than she does as a reporter. Didn't matter. You can't ever argue with the moderator. I hope Trump has learned that lesson if there ever is another debate, though I doubt it. Other things that I noticed about the vice presidential debate. So I had to listen to about the first half hour on the radio because my little girl was finishing up her tennis lesson. So we were on our way home and I had to listen. And as I was listening on the radio, like it was freaking 1960, Kennedy Nixon again, I noticed that I thought it was really boring. I thought, ugh, this debate's boring. They're both just dodging questions. It's all very political, la, 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 la. As soon as I got home and was able to watch it on TV, I had a totally different impression because now I could see all of Kamala's little eye rolls and all of her drama and all of her smiling and all of her la, 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 la. And all of a sudden, I was really annoyed. I was really, really annoyed with her behavior. Why was her behavior so annoying? Not because she's a woman, not because she was snarky, but because, quite honestly, Pence is so measured. He is so stoic. He's so stoic, a fly could sit on his head for like 3 minutes and not even move. I mean, he is so stoic and so measured that her overdramatic way really didn't read well. It was too much. And I hate that for her as a woman because I think women are always accused of being too much, but quite honestly, it just didn't work. And now I'm frustrated because I keep seeing everyone using this, I'm speaking, I'm speaking, I'm speaking, as like some form of women empowerment when it's not empowerment at all. Listen, ladies, if you're a woman and you have to constantly tell the men in the room that you're speaking, I'm speaking, I'm speaking, I'm speaking, that means no one's listening to you because you don't actually have anything to say. When you are a powerful woman, you come into the room and you will make men listen because you have something to say. You will make men listen, you will make women listen, you will make everyone listen. That you've got a problem is when you have to constantly tell the moderator and the men in the room, I'm speaking, I'm speaking, I'm speaking. Because she wasn't speaking anything substantive at all. She was just dodging questions and making up lies about history with Abraham Lincoln. All right, I think they've been trying to play some music for me. I think we've got some audio issues going on again, but I do know that it's about time for a commercial break, which means when we come back, we're going to talk about Governor Whitmer. We're going to talk to Ryan Weaver, country superstar, and so much more. So stay here and check out our lovely sponsors. Created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. LadylikeClothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at LadylikeClothing.com.
Love finding great deals on unique antiques, clothing, and more, all while helping our community? Then you can't miss the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale Saturday, October 24th. Shop till you drop from 7 to 1 p.m. at 615 College Drive in Henderson. All proceeds benefit Next Step Ministries. For 14 years, they've served the homeless and those in need in Clark County. For more information on the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale, call 702-741-7540. That's 702-741-7540.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learn about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on the Michelle Mortensen Show.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
Want to learn to scuba dive? Need swimming lessons for your kids? Then you need to check out Stone Sports in Las Vegas, right off Fort Apache and Tropicana. At Stone Sports, they teach the young and the young at heart. Whether you're looking for fun, fitness, or competition, Stone Sports is the place for you and your entire family. Give them a call today at 702-779-3021, 702-779-3021, or check them out online at stonesports.net. Stone Sports, where water safety and water fun meet.
Welcome back to the show. Excited to have you here. Thank you again to all of our sponsors because, yes, you make this show 110% possible. All right. As you know, we've got a great country singer coming up, Ryan Weaver. But before we get to that, I do want to talk to you about what Governor Gretchen Whitmer had to say yesterday. Now, first, as a woman who has been actively involved in politics and media for her entire adult life, let me just say that this kidnapping attempt on her life and on her family is absolutely abhorrent. And thank God for our justice system. Thank God for the investigators who were able to uncover this and really make sure that nothing bad happened with this. I mean, I don't think there's a soul alive who wants anything bad to happen to her. But what I was very frustrated with was how she immediately said, this is all Trump's fault because Trump is a racist. This comes up all the time. So I want to clear this up for everybody right now. We're going to play a video here in a hot second. I know Spence is going to get it ready. ready for you. Because everyone keeps saying that the president refuses to condemn white supremacy, that the president refuses to condemn hate, that the president refuses to do these things. But the fact of the matter is, that's not true. Suspense, as soon as you've got that video ready to go, the Trump response to the racist remarks, check this out. I think you're going to find it very interesting.
He's yet once condemned white supremacy, the neo-Nazis. He hasn't condemned a darn thing.
You've got David Duke just joined, a bigot, a racist, a problem.
Would you repudiate David Duke?
Sure. David Duke and robocalls are out again, the white supremacist movement supporting you. Do you have any words for that?
Well, I disavow. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay.
When we looked at it and looked at the question, I disavowed David Duke. So I've disavowed David Duke all weekend long on Facebook, on Twitter, and obviously it's never enough.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
When Chris joined, we had a news conference, and they asked me the exact same question. I said, I disavow. I disavowed then. I disavowed today on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. I disavowed again.
David Duke is a bad person who I disavowed on numerous occasions over the years.
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. Ultimately, he got to the Ku Klux Klan, which obviously I'm going to disavow.
I reject David Duke, rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan.
David Duke is saying to his supporters and followers, vote for Donald Trump. White supremacists are saying, vote. Do you want those votes?
No, I don't want them, and I don't want him to say it.
And you don't want the supporters?
No, I don't want anything.
What do you think of white supremacists, by the way?
I don't like any group of hate.
David Duke announced his Senate candidacy, claiming your agenda.
Are you ready before you ask the question?
Newt Gingrich said every Republican should repudiate this guy, no matter what it says.
And I do. Rebuked. Is that okay? Rebuked.
Rebuked.
Done.
Done.
Do you want white supremacists to vote for you?
No, I don't at all. Not at all.
His campaign is denouncing a show of support from the KKK's official newspaper, as in the Ku Klux Klan.
In the same New York Times interview, he denounced white supremacists. He denounced the neo-Nazis who support him.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK. Neo-Nazis, white supremacists. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. I spoke out forcefully against hatred, bigotry, and violence, and strongly condemned the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and the KKK.
President Donald Trump signed a congressional joint resolution that condemns white supremacy, neo-Nazis, and other hate groups.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. Any group of hate, I don't like it. Any group of hate, I am, whether it's white supremacy, whether it's any other kind of supremacy, whether it's Antifa, whether it's any group of hate, I am very concerned about it, and I'll do something about it.
Okay, so there you have it. We saw 20 different clips on major network news where the president has disavowed and denounced white supremacy and hate and racism over and over and over and over again. That was just 20 clips. We could have done 20, 30, 40,000 more because this happens every time. Yeah, because of that stupid debate. We had this question. This is a very short clip. So it's very important that we show this clip, Spence. It's the one where Chris Wallace asked the question. We have to listen very keenly now to what the question was that Chris Wallace asked that started this massive controversy in the first place. It's going to reveal a whole heck of a lot to you. Do you have that one ready to go, Spence?
You have repeatedly criticized the vice president for not specifically calling out Antifa and other left-wing extremist groups. But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Holy guacamole! Did you catch that? It was Chris Wallace who said the words stand down. So, in the next clip, which I'm not going to show you because we're running out of time, the president said, sure, what do you want me to say? I'll tell the Proud Boys, okay, stand by and stand down, or whatever he said. He was mimicking and repeating the words that Chris Wallace said. And everyone else took that as, oh, I think that means that he's telling them to get ready to do something. No, it wasn't. I am so frustrated with the freaking narrative that you are getting from the mainstream media and from liberal Democrats day after day that the president is racist. It is not fair and it is not right. Is the president perfect? No. Does he say everything perfectly correctly every time? No, absolutely not. I would have rather he'd not said, sure, out of his frustration. I would have rather he just said, of course I condemn them. Because then it would have been over. But at the end of the day, when you have more things showing you that he condemns it than that he's for it, why is this still a question? And Governor Whitmer, as sad as I feel about the kidnapping attempt that was on her life, as crazy as I think those militia nationalists were over in Michigan, at the end of the day, their behavior was repugnant. Their behavior was wrong. They're crazy wackadoos, and they should be put in jail, and they probably will be put in jail because of what they were going to do. But this has nothing to do with President Trump. In fact, it has a heck of a lot more to do with the fact that all these Democrats have been shutting our cities down for no good reason because of the fear of COVID, something that you have a 99% chance of surviving. But there you go. On that note, I think we need to make it more light and more fun. What do you think? And there's no one better to do that than our guest today, who is really, I want to call him a rock star, but technically he's not a rock star. He is a country superstar. His name is Ryan Weaver. And Ryan, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for bringing me on. We've been talking for the last, few weeks and finally got to hang out together. I'm excited.
I know. It's great to finally, I've seen your face, obviously, but here we're talking face to face and it's pretty cool. And I like to call you, you are the epitome of the American dream in so many ways, because for all intents and purposes, you are just a regular guy. You fought for our country. You are a veteran. And today you are a country superstar. And isn't that what it's all about? You are the American dream.
Well, I've been fortunate to, go from boots in the sand in Iraq in 2003 to boots on the center circle of the Grand Ole Opry stage in 2015. And then 2018, I was in Madison Square Garden for my first show. Actually, I got to step that back. I was at T-Mobile Arena headlining in Las Vegas at the PBR World Finals in 2017, replacing Steven Tyler. And no song on the radio, no management, no formal record deal. Those kind of things outside of the box of the Nashville, the Nashville music industry. And it has had a lot to do with the, the hero support that has been behind me, as a veteran myself and a 2-time Gold Star family member.
Absolutely. And I know everyone here in Las Vegas is so disappointed that PBR isn't going to be here with us this year. It's moving over to Texas, which is really sad because it was a great opportunity for us to meet people like you and experience your music. And Vegas is a city that just loves country music so very much. But you did mention that you are a Gold Star family. You yourself, you worked with Black Hawk Aviators, and both of your brothers served as well. And both of your brothers died in the wars that you served in. Tell us a little bit about that.
So before Randy, who was actually killed in 2013, he was my brother-in-law. I was already out of the military when that happened, so I can't say, and I didn't get to serve in Afghanistan. But before that, my oldest brother, Steve, was an aviator. He flew Kiowa Warriors. My brother, Aaron, was an aviator. He flew Kiowa Warriors as well. And they were Aaron was in the Ranger Regiment in Somalia in the ambush in Mogadishu. We just went through those dates on October 3rd and 4th. But anyway, I followed in their footsteps. They went into the Ranger Regiment. I went military intelligence and then transitioned to flight school and became a warrant officer. And I flew Blackhawks. They flew Kiowa Warriors. My oldest brother, Steve, had been deployed to combat a few times. And Aaron had also been to combat. But my first time in combat was 2003. I was with the 1st Armored Division. Aaron was with the 82nd Airborne. He came over there after. He was actually deployed after I was. He was a cancer survivor and was non-deployable and had to get a waiver from his division commander to get deployed, but he had to get bi-monthly blood screenings for the cancer that it was in remission. He had some pretty extensive surgeries. But once he got deployed to Iraq, he had to get bi-monthly blood screenings for that cancer. And he was on a medevac helicopter on his way to the hospital when it was shot down and killed everyone on board. And I redeployed from Iraq back to my hometown for his funeral. And then I was never deployed again after that. And I actually flew the same day that he died in Iraq in combat. And that was the last day that I ever flew a Black Hawk.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Your family, it's just, it's been so, through so much, so tough. But I know that everything that you've experienced in the military has also really influenced your music as well. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong on this, and I apologize if I am, but one of your singles, Gone, was kind of done in part with what happened with some of your friends in Benghazi. Is that correct?
Yes, Burn was, I actually got to meet the John Tigan and Mark Geist, Tig and Oz, when they were promoting the film. And I played between Ted Nugent and Michael W. Smith at the Charlie Daniels Volunteer Gym here at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. And they were promoting the film before it came out. I had Burn already written, and the lyrics to it were a little bit more military-centric. And when the movie was being promoted, I initially talked to Mark Geist about getting the song into the film. We adjusted the lyrics a little bit to more fit the Benghazi story. I really started becoming close friends with John Tigan after that, and he jumped on board to help me get it funded. And he got Chris Peranto, Tonto, from 13 Hours, for your listeners that have seen the movie, the real guy, actually, got him on board, and we got it funded in a short order. And I was honored to release that film in honor of the Benghazi four that were lost, but also my brother Aaron, who was killed in Iraq in 2004, and Randy Billings, who was killed in 2013, my brother-in-law. I just call him my brother. The brother-in-law doesn't matter.
Right. No, it absolutely doesn't. That is amazing. One of the things you've really done with your music is that you have used it in an effort to bring awareness to things that are either going on in the military or huge issues of the day. And that brings me to my next question and your song Arrival and everything that you are doing now with human trafficking. I don't know that a lot of people realize that here in the United States, we have the worst human trafficking in the world. So tell us a little bit about this song and what you're doing with human trafficking today.
Well, I think first and foremost, I was listening to your show prior to this, and you know, prior to our interview, I was sitting in the backstage listening to some of the comments that you're making. And one of the things that I need, you know, that folks really need to know, that this isn't a political issue. It's not a Democrat. It's not a Republican. It's not an independent. It's not a political issue at all. Our children are not political pawns in any kind of a political game that's being played out there. And we need to, and it affects, human trafficking affects every demographic. It doesn't matter whether you're rich. It doesn't matter whether you're poor. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, whatever, it affects everyone. And the cases have skyrocketed over the last several years. Most of the updated information that we have on human trafficking has such a significant increase that it's surpassed drug money for cartel business going across the border. To think that humans are actually being trafficked for either into the sex business or the slavery business, it's just disgusting to know that that's happening in America, but it is absolutely happening. And, you know, I'm not a door kicker as a lot of my friends are, the Special Operations Command folks, and, you know, folks like Craig Sawyer and J.P. Cervantes and, you know, the three Benghazi heroes, Dave Benton, Chris Peranto, and John Tigan, that are involved in this project that we're doing. I'm not that kind of a guy. I wasn't a tactical guy. I'm a country music artist, and I want to apply my voice to the cause, to be able to support it as much as possible. So we're doing this a short film public service announcement called Arrival. I have three Benghazi heroes that are involved in it. Craig Sawyer, who also has a show out right now called Contraland, that is a pedophile busting show. And we have a huge cast of law enforcement, first responders, and professional shooters involved in the show as well. And we just recently picked up Chuck Liddell from the UFC to put his star name on there to try and help us with getting this thing funded and getting it done.
So, and the movie is the short film that you're making, you're actually going to allow all of the human trafficking organizations nationwide, because there's so many in churches, so many, I know we've got Worth Fighting For and so many here in Las Vegas. You're going to actually kind of partner with them and let them use the video to help get the message out, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, so the project, just to give you a little bit of background on the project, and initially, if you watch my music video, Burn, that we were just talking about, I wanted to up that one. And before I even knew about the human trafficking element in the U.S., which, believe it or not, I'm traveling around in circles with people that are already involved in it, and I didn't know a whole lot about it. I started doing the research and talked with executive producer TJ Kurgan on this. And he said, Ryan, instead of doing, you know, just upping the ante on an action video, let's talk about what's really going on, something that's starting to spread across the United States that's a huge problem, and it's human trafficking. And once I started researching it, it really, I mean, my heart was breaking, and I was shocked because I figured I would know a little bit more about this based off of the community that I'm in and the folks that I travel with. So we decided to, instead of just doing a music video, we couldn't tell a story that was going to be impactful and change people's lives and talk about the human trafficking that's going on. So we decided to do a short film public service announcement and then a collateral music video that's going to support that short film. So we have it on a couple of different media platforms, but the music video is now a secondary project. And we're going to give this film to any and every human trafficking organization that wants it to put their own public service announcement on the backside. We'll sign a licensing agreement to give it to them for free. Church organizations are spending the majority, if not all of their money on the human trafficking effort to support other organizations out there. Not every human trafficking organization is large enough and has enough funding to be able to do their own marketing. We're going to put this project together to support all of those organizations and try and make the biggest impact that we possibly can. And then once again, you know, we'll try and promote the music video off to the side to support the film in that regard as well.
And the music video is Arrival, also the music video that is a part of this. And that's really your latest song. Tell us a little bit about Arrival.
So Arrival is actually an interesting song because I recorded it specifically for the arenas when I was performing with the PBR across the nation from Madison Square Garden all the way to Golden One Center in Sacramento. I was seeing how the PBR uses music to pump the crowd up and get them motivated. It's just an incredible show. I know you've been to them. It's something that is incredibly entertaining, and the music is a large aspect of that. So we recorded Arrival essentially as a pump you up thing, and then also for any sports out there, you name it, college football, any kind of sport that wants that pump you up song. That's what Arrival was for. And I would, like I said, we were going to have an action film to an action music video to one up Burn, because there's a lot of action in there if you watch it, the folks out there listening. But the song was recorded. I actually co-wrote it with Eric Turner, who's the rhythm guitar player from Warrant. She's my cherry pie Warrant. He gave us the guitar lick. We have four other writers on the song. We wrote this across the United States: Craig Wilson, DJ After Party is his name, and we got a producer out of Kentucky that, you know, we added as a co-writer because he assisted us in getting this done as well. I mean, we wrote that song and recorded it all the way from California to New York. It wasn't recorded in just one studio. So, and it's a multi-genre, cross-genre mix. It's got some dubstep in there, some 80s rock. It's got some country music. Because we wanted to appeal to everybody that was in the Western sports crowd.
And it worked. I think I mentioned it on Instagram one day that, you know, I'm this, you know, gal who grew up in the East Bay of Oakland, and I like my gangster rap. But you know what? Your song, it spoke to me because it did have all of those elements to it. It wasn't that traditional type of country song, and I absolutely love it. And I know our listeners, our viewers, they're going to love it too. Big news right here. Our giveaway today is actually going to be a copy of Arrival that Ryan's going to send to you, which is huge. And Ryan is so generous. He's going to stay with us for a while. I'm going to do an exclusive interview with him a little bit later, and I'm going to ask him if he'll just stay on for a few minutes more in the next block so we can give away that signed copy of Arrival to someone. Ryan, tell everyone real quickly before we have to go to break, where can people find you on Facebook, Instagram, buy your albums, all that good stuff?
WeaverCountry.com is my website. That's WeaverCountry.com. Has all of my social media on there. Most of the stuff, I think you and I got together on Instagram for at Ryan Weaver Country. That page has blown up recently, but you can find all of my social media on there and download my singles that we have out right now.
Absolutely. And one of your other big singles that everyone loves is He's Still My President.
Yeah, Chad Prather and I had fun with that one.
Everybody who's like, he's not my president. And it's the perfect answer. It's the perfect response.
Oh, yes. Scream at the sky, all y'all haters. Scream at the sky.
Exactly. All right, well, we've got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to have much more to talk about. We're going to give away that Arrival album and so much more, so don't go anywhere, my friends. Commercial. Maybe we're not going to commercial. There we go.
Locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. LadylikeClothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at LadylikeClothing.com.
Love finding great deals on unique antiques, clothing, and more, all while helping our community? Then you can't miss the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale Saturday, October 24th. Shop till you drop from 7 to 1 p.m. at 615 College Drive in Henderson. All proceeds benefit Next Step Ministries. For 14 years, they've served the homeless and those in need in Clark County. For more information on the Next Steps Ministries rummage sale, call 702-741-7540. That's 702-741-7540.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learned about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on The Michelle Mortensen Show.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
Want to learn to scuba dive? Need swimming lessons for your kids? Then you need to check out Stone Sports in Las Vegas, right off Fort Apache and Tropicana. At Stone Sports, they teach the young and the young at heart. Whether you're looking for fun, fitness, or competition, Stone Sports is the place for you and your entire family. Give them a call today at 702-779-3021, 702-779-3021, or check them out online at stonesports.net. Stone Sports, where water safety and water fun meet.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Michelle Mortensen Show. As you know, in our last block, we always do a huge giveaway. So here's what we want to do. Here's the number to call, 702-221-7283. Or if you are watching online and you would like to get this signed copy of Arrival with Ryan Weaver, talk in the comments right now, and we'll actually try to bring you here on via StreamYard. So 702-221-7283, or say pick me in the comments, and we will bring you on. And we'll have Ryan here to say a quick hello to you as well. So we're going to try to get someone on the line while we do that. Again, 702-221-7283. I do want to let you know that there is going to be some appointment television tonight. It appears that President Trump is going to undergo a medical examination on Fox News tonight on Tucker Carlson's show. Can you believe this? He's going to get an exam from Dr. Mark Siegel on Tucker Carlson's show. That is pure crazy town. We also, as you know, I believe Vice President Biden is officially here in Las Vegas now. He was supposed to touch down around 11:30. We're at 11:50 right now. And we're also keeping a very close eye on Hurricane Delta, which again is just hitting the Gulf Coast, expected to hit the Gulf Coast pretty hard. Many of you know my first TV job was in Lake Charles, Louisiana. They already got hit so hard with Hurricane Laura. They have not recovered. So our prayers are with everyone there in Calcasieu Parish and everyone in Lake Charles who's just in the line of fire again with Hurricane Delta. Now, Spence or Danny, if you can just tell me when we have someone on the line or we have someone on the chat, we'll bring them in and we'll bring Ryan back with us too. And we will give that copy away. Again, the number to call 702-221-7283. If we're not able to get them on because of some audio issues we're having, we will just send that to you. But we want to give them a big shout out if we can. And that will be great. Also, I want to remind everyone as well that Ryan is so generous. He is going to be doing another interview with me after we go off the air. And that interview will be available to anyone and everyone who is a subscriber at MichelleMortensen.com. That's right. Our show cannot exist without you, our subscribers and our supporters. So if you would like to get that interview and the interview we did with Alex Clark earlier in the week, go to MichelleMortensen.com right now and we will get that to you by the end of the day. And you can hear more about what Ryan is doing, what Ryan is up to, his music, and how he got started in music, going into the Army and then becoming a country superstar. How indeed does that happen? All right, do we have someone online who we've commented? Spence, I'm kind of leaving this up to you to tell me who's won today because I don't have a way to see it over here on my computer. But that is the big news of the day. Why don't we bring Ryan on real quick, if you can, Spence? There you go. Isn't technology great, Ryan? We can talk like this, which is amazing, but sometimes we can't even get a phone call to go through.
It happens. It happens. It's live. I mean, with the number of live shows that I've done where technology has gone awry, you come to expect it when it comes to live stuff.
You absolutely do. It's always rough when it goes awry. So just as a little bit of a teaser, because we are going to tell a little bit more about your past when we do the next interview. How exactly did you get started? Don't give everything away, but how exactly did you get started in country music? Because I think I've heard through the grapevine it had a little bit to do with something I enjoy called karaoke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I actually, when I redeployed back from Iraq and then got restationed back to Fort Rucker in Alabama, I started singing in the Fort. Oh, well, no, I actually got to go back even further. When I was going through flight school, I started doing karaoke and singing competitions and I was winning. And it was something that I didn't know that I was even good at. I didn't know that it was something that I enjoyed. But it was helping me pay my bills, so I was good to keep singing as much as I possibly could if I kept winning. So got restationed to Germany and did some karaoke for fun and then started writing songs in Iraq. And then once Aaron died, I said, you know, this is something I really love. I really enjoy it. So I think I'm going to go after this country music dream. No, I didn't say I think. I went full on head first into an empty swimming pool, not knowing what I was getting into. And I've been chasing that dream ever since.
And that's exactly how it has to be, right? When you want something that big, when you want something that a lot of people say is so unattainable, so high up, you really just have to go all in and fight for it with everything that you've got.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially country music, you move to Nashville and you were once the big fish in a little pond, you become a little fish in a big pond. And you have to love it as much as anything else in your life if you want to chase after it. And stay in Nashville. Cause if you don't love it with all your heart, you're not going to stay in Nashville.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always say that TV news is tough. I say politics is even tougher, but maybe the country music scene is the toughest of all.
I think any music industry is really tough on anyone and realizing that you have to find out how to become a marketable product just as much as you care about your dream is a really important issue when it comes to that.
100%. Well, we do have a winner today for this album. I think it's her name is Megan Maloney, and I believe she is a huge fan. I actually think Megan is the person who she introduced me to you. Oh, she said, awesome. You need to see this guy on Instagram. He's talking about something that I think you would like. And I didn't know Ada. I didn't know Megan. I didn't know you. And that's actually, I think she's kind of responsible for all this happening. So it's very apropos that Megan is our winner today. We were going to try to get her on with us so you could say a big hello, but I know she's watching right now, so why don't you just say a big hello to her, and I'll get her information to you.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for being a supporter. You know how hard it is in our industry as artists, first off, to have loyal supporters, but being a conservative on Instagram, you get to see me attacked every single day by the left, but standing up for what is right is what matters to me, and I can't thank you enough for continuing to support.
100%. Well, Ryan, I'm going to have another discussion with you here in just a few minutes. So thank you for that. Thank you for joining me here on the live show. So I will talk with you soon. And to everyone who is watching today, thank you as well for tuning in. We appreciate you so much. Next week, we've got another killer show. Again, for all of our Nevadans, we're going to have Kerry Buck on. As you know, Dr. Kerry Buck is running for state senate in District 5. And this is one of the most winnable seats we have in the state of Nevada, Senate 5 and Senate 6. We've already had April Becker on. We're going to have Kerry Buck on. Can't miss that. We're also going to have Tyrus from Greg Gutfeld and Tyrus in Tampa. He is going to be on here. WWE, former WWE superstar, is going to be on. Tyrus is going to be with us next Friday. So some jam-packed shows. Remember, if you want all the good information, all you have to do is go to michellemortensen.com, click subscribe, and you will get exclusive info, exclusive interviews all the time. It is well worth it. Plus, if you donate monthly, you get the very cool Michelle Mortensen Show Cold Cup. And I tell you, that right there, it's worth its weight in gold. All right, that is our time for now. We need to wrap things up, but stay tuned, and I will see all of you again on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Want more Michelle Mortensen Show? Head to our website, michellemortensen.com, for past episodes and much more. And while you're there, check out the subscribe tab to access exclusive content, giveaways, and tons of free stuff. The Michelle Mortensen Show is listener-supported, and your donations help keep us on 1400 AM KSHP, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, and many more video and streaming platforms. And be sure to tune in next time as we nix the narrative on The Michelle Mortensen Show.
To sell or buy a home, there's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
Love finding great deals on unique antiques, clothing, and more, all while helping our community? Then you can't miss the Next Steps Ministries Rummage Sale, Saturday, October 24th. Shop till you drop from 7 to 1 p.m. at 615 College Drive in Henderson. All proceeds benefit Next Step Ministries. For 14 years, they've served the homeless and those in need in Clark County. For more information on the Next Steps Ministries Rummage Sale, call 702-741-7540. That's 702-741-7540.
LadyLikeClothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. LadyLikeClothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at LadyLikeClothing.com.
The world-famous radio shopping show, weekday on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas and KSHP.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Louisiana residents are hunkering down as Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall later today. The Category 3 hurricane is packing sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, with forecasters expecting a storm surge of up to 11 feet in some areas. Lake Charles, Louisiana resident Stanley Hazelton says he's taking the warnings to evacuate seriously.
We actually stayed.